I want us to close on that topic. I want us to close on the real coming thing. And so indulge me this, if you may. You and I are looking for a racial king, king of the Jews. He's a national king. That shocks many people. Yes, he's the king of Israel. It's tragic that most churches fail to understand both of these issues. But he's also king of all the ages, king of heaven, king of glory, king of kings, and Lord of lords. And the question today is not really about the Antichrist. Who cares? The real question is, do you know our coming king? Do you really know him? He was a prophet before Moses. He was a priest after Melchizedek, a champion like Joshua, an offering in the place of Isaac, a king from the line of David, a wise counselor above Solomon, a beloved, rejected, exalted son like Joseph, and yet he was far more. The heavens declare his glory. The firmament shows his handiwork. He who is, who was, and always will be. The first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the Aleph and the Tau, the A and the Z. He was the first fruits of them that slept. He's the Ego I Me, the Ichyach Asher Ichyach, the I Am that I Am. Yes, he's the voice of the burning bush. He was the captain of the Lord's host. He was the conqueror of Jericho. He's enduringly strong, entirely sincere, eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful, imperially powerful, impartially merciful. In him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the very God of very God. He's our kinsman redeemer, but he's also our avenger of blood. He's our city of refuge. He's our performing high priest, our personal prophet, our reigning king. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of theology. He's the supreme problem in higher criticism. He's the miracle of the ages. He's the superlative of everything good. You and I are the beneficiaries of a love letter. A love letter that was written in blood on a wooden cross that was erected in Judea some 2,000 years ago. They say he was crucified on a cross of wood, yet he made the hill on which it stood. By him were all things made that were made. Without him was not anything made that was made. And by him are all things held together. Question, what held him to that cross? Let me tell you, it wasn't the nails. You see, at any time he could have said, enough already, I'm out of here. What held him to that cross is his love for you and me. He was born of a woman so that you and I could be born again. He humbled himself so that we could be lifted up. He became a servant so that we could be joint heirs with him. He suffered rejection so that we could become his friends. He denied himself so that we could freely receive all things. He gave himself so that he could bless us in every way. He's available to the tempted and tried. He blesses the young. He cleanses the lepers. He defends the feeble. He delivers the captives. He discharges the debtors. He forgives the sinners. He franchises the meek. He guards the besieged. He heals the sick. He provides strength to the weak. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. He serves the unfortunate. He sympathizes and he saves. His offices are manifold. His reign is righteous. His promises are sure. His goodness is limitless. His light is matchless. His grace is sufficient. His love never changes. His mercy is everlasting. His word is enough. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's irresistible. He's invincible. The heaven of heavens cannot contain him. Man cannot explain him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but soon learned they couldn't stop him. The personal representative of the ruler of the world couldn't find fault with him. The witnesses couldn't agree against him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. The grave couldn't hold him. He always has been and always will be. He had no predecessor and he'll have no successor. You can't impeach him. He ain't going to resign. His name is above every name, that at the name of Yeshua, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. His is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Come on, declare it tonight, everybody. Sing it. Judah.